welcome to TIYA After Dark. This is the premium feed for This Is Your Afterlife, unbound by the format of the main show. Thank you for listening, being part of the Patreon. If you're listening on the main feed to the preview, thank you for listening. Patreon's just $5 a month, and it's worth it. And if you pay $15 a month, you can become a producer, and I will shout you out on every episode of the show. Usually those are just main feed episodes, but I feel like shouting them out on the After Dark episode. So thank you, Katie Llewellyn, Fred Fidowa, Shubha Singh, G, Debo, and Doc Lobster MD. The show is supported by listeners like you. So come on over. And those who are over, thank you for being here. I am going solo today, and I am doing this solo episode in a different way than I have in the past. Not that it, you know, the back end structure needs to matter to you that much, but I've got a starting point, I've got an ending point, and I'm going to see if I can improvise my way from one to the other. Maybe you're asking yourself, self, is this Dave just being lazy? And to that I would say, excuse me, may I cut into this conversation with yourself? First of all, wow, rude. Just unnecessary. And to that you might say, listen, this was a conversation between me and myself. And I say, hold up. What I'm saying is I've been doing improv for 24 years almost now. This is not this is not laziness. I mean, I actually genuinely don't believe that. This is a heat check. This is me running down the court seeing, okay, can I shoot the shot from this this distance? Now, a heat check would imply that I'm on a heater. I'm not sure that's the case, but you know, maybe we'll get to that later. The first thing, though, that I wanted to talk about is actually AI. Has AI come up on the podcast at all? I'm not sure. It's obviously everywhere in the news, in our lives, but, you know, there are, well, Eden Robbins wrote that book where the rogue AI gets free, and it's, you know, it's written in obituaries and that. But did we talk about AI specifically? I don't know. But it's been on my mind. And it's been on my mind because my particular algorithm is a leftist, not super electoral leftist, a sort of COVID conscious, disability justice abolitionist, mutual aid radical leftist algorithm. And within that, not that I think you even need to be that far left or have an algorithm that far left to see this sentiment in your algorithm, but the sentiment I'm seeing a lot is just like, fuck AI. I'm seeing some people be like, anyone who uses AI, you're dead to me. And so the alarm bells that go off in my chest when I see this kind of stuff is, well, that seems a little extreme. Any definitive position I am wary of, which is ironic because if you've listened to this show enough, you know that I crave definitive positions. Please just give me any sort of certainty. I'll cling to it. But I guess that's, you know, dishonest on my brain's part because I see this sort of certainty actually expressed and I'm like, I don't know. And I don't think this is a, well, maybe it is a little bit of a reach across the aisle, middle of the road, both sidesing argument. But the thing I basically think is like, really, we're writing off every individual who uses ChatGPT, for example, as like not our friend, not our comrade, not someone we can build with. Give me a fucking break. And then I think about the most extreme position to other people that I occupy, which is probably around COVID. And as I've said, you know, not masking in public spaces to me feels like drunk driving. It's not just wearing a seatbelt, because it can affect other people as well. So I feel that extremity, but then I do sometimes, you know, I see other, I don't love the term COVID conscious, but I see people in this, that's the word for the online community. And I see people in that space express such disdain for anyone at any point during the journey. And I do think it's important to make movements accessible, especially extreme opinions that, in my opinion, are correct. I think it's especially important to make those accessible. And some of that comes from my time in recovery, where there is a lot of lingo. You go to a 12-step meeting, you're immediately swamped with language that, at the very least, you don't understand, some of which you might have active antipathy for, you know, especially some of the God-seeming religious stuff. And then, you know, you, if no one's there to scaffold it for you, you're SOL. And so I think it's important to make shit accessible to, as they refer to it in the 12-step programs, the newcomer. So how can we make this shit accessible to the newcomer? I think it's not write them off entirely. And I came across, shout out to my friend, organizing mentor in a way, Bettina Johnson, early guest of This Is Your Afterlife, who we will talk about this stuff. We will send DMs back and forth about, like, oh, this is what this person's saying, because I've heard, I don't know enough about it. Certainly this is not me explaining AI to anyone. This is just from my perspective, and kind of like emotional, social responses to AI and the AI discourse. But Bettina sent along a YouTube video, by a YouTuber named Dr. Fatima, called How to Anti-AI Better. And she starts this video talking about all the things that she doesn't, the ways that she expects backlash to the video, and the way that she herself is anti-AI, but that it needs to be more complex than that. So she gets into a lot of points. It's a good video. I listened to it while I was in the car. Speaking of hypocrisy, to be honest, I glanced at the video a couple times while I was in the car. So not great. But there are some things that I learned from that video that were helpful to me. Oh, when I was talking about being an expert, the things that I want, that I understand, or that I have gleaned, is that there is some medical use of AI for research that seems to be useful and might provide genuine advances. Now, I say medical, I'm sure there's other technical fields as well, but medicine seems like the one that most obviously, you say it, it's like easy to kind of shut down conversation. You're like, oh, well, it could affect our health. It could extend our lives. It could heal sick people, you know? And that's what it does to me. I'm like, oh, well, if it could benefit progress in medicine, then go for it. Maybe that's great. But, and that made me think, okay, maybe AI has some uses. But of course, I've heard all the stuff about the data centers, about the water usage of AI queries, the horrible, is it even parasocial if it's AI? I mean, the like psychological hallucinatory effects of people overusing these, the LLMs especially. And, but basically in this video, Dr. Fatima argues for a harm reduction model toward AI. And she interviews people in the AI space who are talking about trying to use it more responsibly. And this is where, you know, because I came to this from a contrarian point of view, and I'm not proud of that. I don't understand why my initial response to so many things is like skepticism, contrarianism. I want to say, like, that I don't like the person who's like, not to play devil's advocate, but like, I have a default setting that is devil's advocate. Hopefully I have evolved enough to be able to like recognize that and respond to it and not immediately act out of it if it's not what I truly think. But yeah, I came to that from like questioning this extreme statement of like, anyone who's ever used AI is dead to me. And I'm like, what does that mean? I mean, I guess maybe it is okay to use, to be contrarian to such like extreme and newcomer alienating sentiments. But to get back to the point, Dr. Fatima interviews people who have used AI, who are using AI to research and to understand and to talk about using it more responsibly. And yes, some people would say there's no responsible use of AI. Those are not the people she's talking to. So, and to be clear, I think my perspective on this will come about soon. I realize that my orientation at the moment is very much a just asking questions guy. A bit of, you know, maybe there's some tone policing mixed up in there. And I don't think that's ultimately where I land. So just stick with me here. If you have curiosity about this stuff, if you have curiosity about how we react to change in our world, if you have curiosity about reckoning with the world as it is, which is what the podcast is, you know, I've said a million times that it's not really ultimately a spirituality show. It's what is the world? Let's look at it honestly. Let's reckon with it. This shit exists in our world, so let's reckon with it.